I'd like to try and finish a Siman Kuf test today. We should be able to finish it today, and we'll start Kuf Yud right after Yontif. Not much left in Hilchos Taruvos, just the last couple of Simonim. We'll probably be able to do it within 2 weeks. But today we'll finish Kuf test. I'll speak and come to the Beis Medrash tomorrow. If people are interested, I'll say something tomorrow. I don't know if guys are around tomorrow, I'll have to see. But if you are, and I'll say something on Haggadah, I guess I'll discuss with you tomorrow morning. So I'll continue with Siman Kuf Tes. I just want to share something from Shalavetchik. There was a couple of ha'aris which are printed in Rav Kona Brick Sefer in the Shiur HaRav on the Yonah Tarubas. It's Siman Lama Dalad, with the title Tarubas Yavish B'Yavish. It's page Shinichov Ches. So I'll look it up. It's a nice little piece of lumbus. We mentioned yesterday, and again, we mentioned at the beginning of the year in Hilchos Taruvos, the machlokas, whether when we have a Taruvos or Yovish B'Yovish, we assume that Rov, Chad B'Trei Batel, because yesterday, that's not a ratio, but the majority, fine. Let's say you have three pieces, we'll keep it simple. So the three pieces now, we don't know which piece is kosher, two pieces are kosher, which is the one piece is treif. So we're allowed to eat all three of them. Then we had a machlokas shon, can the same person eat all three? And one extreme was the Tosfos Reed I showed you yesterday, Baba Basra. Tosfos Reed says, absolutely not. How could it be? You know for sure you're eating something which is non-kosher. Guy eats all three pieces. Same person is going to bring a carbon chatas, the Tosfos Reed Tainas. Another Rishonim agree. Can't say that the same person can eat all three pieces, certainly not together, but perhaps even Zech HaZeh. Because you know you're eating something trait. On the other hand, others say, okay, but in the Tarobas, when there's a mixture, let's say, of shishim or whatever, in the soup, you also know that there's some non-kosher ingredients. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Tosfos Reed. The other extreme, you have the Rosh, who holds, again, Nepach, Yisrael, Yos, Heter, the Rosh argued that this one treif piece becomes kosher. We discussed a little bit of alumnus behind it yesterday, the Rechaim about the Bezdin and so on. But the Svara behind that is that, you know, you're not going to answer any of the pieces. Therefore, the same person can eat all three pieces, each piece, even the Yosef piece, Nepach, Yos, Heter, that's the Rosh. The same person can eat all three pieces together, can have one sandwich, all three pieces of meat. And then kind of in the middle was the Rashbor. So we mentioned Rashbor in the Torah Sabayas. The Rashbor said that, well, he's not really willing to allow the same person to eat it with Vasachas. That far he doesn't want to go. And that's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that there's bottle three, bottle Chad B'Trei. But Shulchan Aruch said, Sifah, we read this yesterday, Avalo Yochel Arvechel Kol Shosh Tu B'Yachad. Okay, the same person shouldn't eat all three. So the way we explained the essay, and that's definitely how some learn, looks like the Shachlin, looks like the Shachlin, that really fundamentally the Rashbo agrees. But Rashbo fundamentally agrees with the Rosh that really Nepach Yisrael is Heter, but it doesn't look right. I mean, it's like a sort of a chashash b'darbonah, if you will. Okay, there is a Tarovis, it's Botel, and so on and so forth. But it doesn't, it's kind of a drabana. That's the way we explained the essay. However, the Bir Agro doesn't seem to learn that way. The Bir Agro and Sivkot and Hay, which I didn't print, but the Bir Agro, maybe it was the essay sheet, I'm not sure. But the Bir Agro and Sivkot and Hay says that the Rashbo holds differently. He says, no din of bittel by Yavish B'Yavish. It's no din of bittel. Yavish B'Yavish, it's not a mixture in the sense of this bittel. Rather, we have the concept of Zin and Bosaruba. And therefore, it's Zin and Bosaruba. Each piece that you eat, odds are that's not the treif piece. In other words, we're told that each particular piece that you take right now comes from the row. Those are the odds, okay? But if you're eating all three of them together, then you can't say that. So the Rosh simply pointed out that according to the way the Gro learns, the Rashbo is not just not a chumra, shouldn't eat all three together. It's not just a chumra, but it doesn't look right. We explained yesterday. According to the Gro, that we're not really saying bittel, rather we're saying azlin and basaruba. We discussed the difference. Alumnus should point again early in the year between Azlin and Basaruba and so on. But we're not really saying Bittu. We're saying Azlin and Basaruba because odds are when you take a piece of meat, one of these three pieces of meat, odds are it came from the rove. Okay. But not when you all three together. So but that sounds like the Gro is saying it's a derisive concern. The Rashbo is not just saying Stam, it doesn't look right. Well, they know it. They're not allowed to do it. Okay. So, not like he's not agreeing with the Rosh at Nasa, that Nepach Isser Nipach, Nepach Leos Heter. No, he's not saying that at all. Okay. That's, and certainly those who say, you know, didn't say that either. We don't believe that Isser Nepach Leos Heter. Okay. So that's, I'm just pointed out that according to the Rashbo, again, the one person shouldn't eat it one time. The Gro is saying because we say Azlina Basaruba, but Azlina Basaruba is only okay if you don't eat them all together. Because if you eat all three pieces together at the same time, then you can't say, well, the odds are. What do you mean? You're eating all three pieces together. Okay, so, and again, it's a problem at the Raisa level. We don't say Nepach Lisios Heter. Okay, and it's just, if you, or you could say the other way, that's not how the Gro learns, but we explained it yesterday. Anyway, some learners, the Rashbo fundamentally agrees, it's a Nepach Lisios Heter, just a kind of concern to Rabbanan, you know, that it doesn't look right, you know, if you're going to eat it. And the Rav pointed out that the Nafka Mina will chap between those two approaches, based on what we said yesterday at the end, in the Shach Sukkot and Zion, can you eat two and then one? Okay. As the Shach and Sukkot and Zion said, even according to Rashba, I can eat two pieces together, just I shouldn't eat the third one right now. Okay? And or I can eat one and then I can eat the other two. Remember we discussed it yesterday, according to the Shach and Sukkot and Zion. So that's okay. The Rav pointed out that that's only true if you don't hold like the Gro. And as the Shach, it seemed to hold that the Chumar, the Rashba, you know, that we shouldn't eat all, one person should eat all three pieces together. It's because, you know, it doesn't look right. It's kind of a drabbanon. It shouldn't look like you're eating this or, yeah, it's true. We have a technical din, an epach yisilas hetter, but it doesn't look right. The amlok of fun, it's strained. What do you mean? The guy's definitely eating a straight piece of meat, which is what tells us we taka holds. Okay. So, you know, but it doesn't look right. So that the Rashba is concerned about that. So therefore, if you eat two pieces together, okay, as long as you're not eating all three together, you can't say, oh, it looks like you're eating treif. Maybe, you know, the two pieces, we're talking the two kosher pieces, right? So therefore, in such a case, that's why the Shach writes, you can eat two and then one, or one and then two, just as long as you don't eat them all three together, because Shach holds it. According to the Rashba, it's only a kind of a dinder abonin, and it doesn't look right, the person eat all three pieces together, because then you're definitely eating a piece which was not kosher. Okay, fundamentally, again, this, according to this approach, the Shach's approach, Rav Bo agrees that Nepach is Ilos Heter, but with Rabbanan, it doesn't look right. Okay, so therefore they said don't eat all three pieces together. But the two and then one, or one and then two is okay, because that doesn't automatically look like you're eating something which is also, maybe that's not, maybe those two pieces are not the Osir piece. Okay, that's not the Shach. But according to the Gro, and he holds that the Rashba disagrees. Rashba does not believe, like the Rosh, that Nepach is Yilas Heter. Okay? The Gro says, Mikra Din, you can't eat all three together because we only say, it's not really Bittul, right? It says, Lina Basaruba. But Lina Basaruba is not applicable. You're eating all three together. And here's the point, even if you eat two of them, it's not as Lina Basaruba. You don't have the majority. Even if you're eating two of them, okay, that's Mikra Din. So even if I eat two of them, that's not a Din of Basaruba either. It's only one. In other words, according to the Gro, that Mikra Din, you can't eat all three pieces together because we don't say there's no possible saying a Din of Basaruba. So you can't even eat two at the same time because when you eat two of them, it's also you're eating the Rov. Okay, a Din of Basaruba means, you know, the one piece I have came from the Rov, but by the two, you can't. It's not the same type of Zin and Basaruba. So therefore, that would mean in Afkamina, according to the Gro, the Rashba wouldn't allow what the Shach says, two and then one, or one and then two, because you only say with Zin and Basaruba, I'm taking one piece, but eating two, you don't have that same, you don't say that, you know, that's Torah. So that's the one point that the Rav mentioned, one Ha'ari that the Rav mentioned. Another Ha'ari mentioned altogether, you know, according to the Rashba, this is a little more difficult. Again, it's all that same piece. This is in the Yoni Tarubis from Rav Kahnberg or Rav Sirum in Siman Tzadi Dalet. I want to look it up there. So the other issue is, according to Rashba, what do you mean if you eat them one at a time, it looks like you're eating this, right? If you eat them all three, it also doesn't look right. I mean, the same concern, right? According to the way, not like the Gro, but according to the Sheet of Rashba, why is it mutter for one person to eat all three pieces of that? Okay, when you eat the third one, then by definition, you talk at an isser. Okay, so, you know, and again, that's Hasom Rishonu Hol, the Tosu Chun Daf Kuf, the Tosu Reed says not like that, and so on. So, and again, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Oser. Okay, so when you eat the third piece, so the Rav said, Egloi Milsal Afreya, that you ate an isser piece. So the Rav explained that even though Rashba admits, you know, there is... according to this, you'd have to say that he agrees with the Rosh, that there is bittul, even by Tarvis Yavish B'Yavish, it's like it disappears, okay? And the reason why you don't eat all three together, that's because there's no bittul until you have to merge kind of bittul with Azlin and Basaruba, okay? As long as it's shaykh to say Azlin and Basaruba with this particular Maisachila, okay? So then I can apply bittul. But when I can't say Azlin and Basaruba with this particular Maisachila, namely when I all eat all three at the same time, and I can't say at that point Azlin and Basaruba, I have all three, then there's no din bittul. That was a little bit of a lumdus from the Rav. Okay, let's go weiter now in the simon. Okay, the issue now is the simon. Aleph Aleph to Lamed Zayin, was just a couple of auras that, you know, on this machlokas about, you know, whether one person can get all three pieces and so on. Okay. By Yavish B'Yavish. Good. So now we turn to Yavish B'Yavish B'Isser Mashu. Okay. We had a discussion. Okay. So Tarov is Yavish B'Yavish. Again, by Min B'Mino, Yavish B'Yavish. So are we those or Otto Mimishan Amino? Discussion with the Nishishim or Rob is enough because that's what we discussed yesterday. What if it's a different, what if it's the Isser, the particular Isser is an Isser cultural? So it's Erev Pesach, so we'll touch on a Pesach issue as well. And that is the following. There is a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. We've seen it before. The Mishnah is Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Mishnah has a whole list. Elo Asurim Ba'osim B'Kulshul. There are a whole bunch of Isurim that are also B'Kulshul. Okay. I didn't print that as a Mishnah because it's not really important for us at the moment because I'm not interested in what the Mishnah lists over there. You can look it up on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, Rashi explains in all these cases that are listed in the Mishnah that Avodah Zarah Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says to Eilah Surim Osur Kosu Kol Mokom Shenis Arvu Afilu Kol Mokom Shenis Arvu Shom Afilu Echad Be'Elef Lo Botel Osur Nis Kulon. Okay, not even 1,000. It's not both. Okay, so the Gemara on that mission of Avodah Zarah Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, source number three, asks, again, we've seen this before. If you want to look up the examples, go ahead. But for now, it's not really important what the mission does say, rather what the mission doesn't say. So Gemara asks, Tana Maika Choshen, what is the common denominator? What is the criteria? What are the criteria? What is the criterion to be included in this particular mission? Okay, if you're saying that these things are not botel, but rather they're also bekoshu, it's because Dovashim Minyan. Okay, and Rashi explains in four, Edovashim Kochash Mishum, the dark limonos. Again, we discussed that. They're each one is individually counted as opposed to, in a box or in a group. Again, we discussed that a couple of times. It's going to be in Beitza. But the Gemara says, okay, if that's what it's all, Min Kosh, Minyan, Edovashim Min Kochash, Rashi says, Mishum dark limonos, low bottle, Afilullah, Biso, no, Nachshu, Nami Chatechas Nevela. And we should have a Chatechas Nevela should also be counted. If that's the issue here, this is the kosher oath, and chatichas nevela should also be. If it's a davar shminyan, it's a davar chashu. And e isura hanokah. If no, the mission is only talking listing things that isa hanokah. So listing am nami chametz pesach should also be listed. That's also a sabano. Okay. So ruchia barabla v'tamer v'tzok nafka haytana tarta isle davar shminyan v'isu hanokah. No, the mission only lists things that have, as Rashi explains, the Yomasul Tarti, there in four, the Katarti Lechashibusa. This particular Mishnah is only listing those things that are also kosher because they have two things in their corner, two feathers in a hat in terms of Chashibus. Number one, the Chashib Isidu, the Lodol Batal, the Chomets, Perusa, the Pesach, Chomets, the Dark Limonos Batal. Okay, Chomets, a broken piece of Chomets on Pesach, that would be Batal according to this. There's not a Dover Chashib. Okay, and you have a mixture. So mashlich echad ben lenor v'ashar nosin leklavo. The kalbo, you give the rest to your dog. Can't eat it. Okay, you can't eat it. But you can't eat the chametz. But you can feed it to your pet. Chatichas nevela afagav davar sheminyan hu keva de lav iser hano hu betele beruba. Okay, and the davar sheminyan like a chatichas nevela, even though maybe davar sheminyan may have that chashivus to it, but it's not also banoa. Therefore, betele beruba applies, and it's not one of the examples of asur mekolshu. Okay, so that's just the background. We saw that before. But the Rush, there in Avodah Zarah, Perek Hei Siman Lamed, source 5, makes a staggering comment. Okay, first he quotes Rashi, Chometz of Pesach, you know, and so on. And he says, what did Rashi say? Let's say he quotes Rashi, verse 5. Pirish Rashi, Chometz of Pesach, Ho ve'ein dark limonos botel, u'mashlich echad mehem lenohar, v'ashar nosen leklom. Okay, apparently he can't eat it. He still can't eat it. It's Chometz of Pesach. But you can feed it to your animal. And b'chatichas nevela, I forgot the b'shemini who came and the losir banal b'tele beruba. Fine. So says the Rosh. Listen to this. B'lo yadana lama lo yehei tarubas chometz muta af b'achila. Surprising comments, especially when we think about chometz today. He says, I don't know why a tarubas chometz should also be muta af b'achila. She will allowed to eat it. What do you mean feed it to the dog? She will allowed to eat it. The hod the omar chometz b'mashu. That which we say that the Isser of Chometz is also, Tarobas of Chometz is also Mashu, Hainu Dover Lach, that's only by Tarobas of Lach, okay? The Misarev, HaMisarev, the B'mokom, the Havashari, yeah, it's only by Dover Lach's Misarev, it's only by Dover Lach. Why? The B'mokom, the Havashari, Suri, Benosim Tam, Have Chometz B'mashu, says the Rosh, what's the Chumrah that Chometz is also B'mashu? When you have, in other circumstances, this mixture, would be a issur of nesinas tam. The shishim, this is nesinas tam. So by chometz, there's no issue of nesinas tam. It's bottle of it's not bottle of filo be'elav. It's also a filo b'mashu. I don't care if it doesn't give any tam. Right? That says the rosh of chumrah of chometz on Pesach. Tarogos of chometz on Pesach, and we don't care about this no sin tam or not. Okay, by regular tarogos we care. There's no sin tam. So the shiva shishim. So a chometz on Pesach or machmer, even it's also a mashu in the tarogos, whether it gives tam or don't care if it doesn't give any tam. Aval dover yavish, says the Rosh, the Bishari sum chad betray batel. But by a tarovus of yavish b'yavish, which we assumed, again, we discussed it yesterday, that a tarovus of chomets, of dover yavish b'yavish, so it's chad betray batel, who hadin b'chomets b'pesah, says the Rosh. Same thing is true of chomets b'pesah. We're only machmir, that chomets b'pesah and a tarovus is also b'mashahu, in a type of tarovus which would, where we normally, if it were not chametz on Pesach, where some other type of ingredient in there, we'd say we're concerned only with sinas tam, it's batel b'shishim. So therefore we say chametz is not batel b'shishim, it's also a mashu. Good. But when you're talking about a tarobas, which anyway is by shari surim, not chametz, but by shari surim, chad betray batel, so by chametz is also chad betray batel. So the yavish b'yavish by shari surim is chad betray batel. Again, we discussed what chad betray means. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean 2-1 ratio, but rather a majority. Fine, whatever you learn. What the Rosh says is, by chametz, by dover yavish, again, it's the fourth line of that, so it's 5. Dover yavish, to bishari sur, chad betray botel, who I did with chametz of Pesach. And he brings a raya and so on. And that which Rashi said, he said at the end of, you know, that you have to take a piece out, and so they get rid of it, that was by truma, by gevz al shevu, we referred to that yesterday. Okay, so look what the Rosh says down in the second paragraph. The Zohar Avodah Zarah paragraph, Eitzim and Lamed. Very surprising, especially when we consider to be chametz today. Lean there. The Klal Omar Gam Leinyan Pesach uvetarovas chametz Pesach shenisari v'mino mutar afilu b'chatchila. Okay, afilu b'achila. Not like Rosh says, we're not worried about the Issur. No, you can feed it to your dog. You can eat it. The Leinyan tarovas the yavish b'yavish. Ein chilak ben chametz be pesach l'shari surit. Rosh says mefurish. When it comes to tarovus of yavish be yavish, there's no difference in chametz on Pesach and any other isur. It's butel be ro. The lo hechmiru chachamim laosu b'mashu elahecha the shari surim inosin tam. The chumrah of chametz on Pesach, but it's also b'mashu, is only in a mixture which b'shari surim would be an issue of missing his tam. Chometz mishum de lo bedila in shemenei also b'mashu belonus in his time kasharisir. Why? Because chometz used to eating all once all year long. So therefore, since lo bedila in shemenei, you know we people don't stay away from it. So it's also even b'mashu. Aval yavish b'yavish, imein davish menin keicha the b'sharisir chad b'tzvi katzulodin chometz pesach. Okay, and he brings a rabbi from the sukkah and says, Alma ein chilek ben chometz less two lines. Alma ein chilek ben chometz pesach shar isi yavish b'yavish. Okay, and v'lach v'lach, hechel the shach ben nesinus tam. So that's the Rosh. So the Isser, and why is that? So this is the Rosh l'chor l'shita so, because nepach ha'isser lios heter. That according to the Rosh, is the din of a tarobis, yavish b'yavish. You have a tarobis, so you nepach isser lios heter. So God prays for chometz too. Nepach Yisrael Lios Heter. When we machmer b'chametz? When we don't say Nepach Yisrael Lios Heter, rather we say that it's a din and bittel because there's no tam, right? There's no sinas tam. It's more than shishim. There's no transfer of flavor. So there, b'chametz will say, no, we don't care about transfer of flavor. Okay, we'll say it's also even b'mashu. But that's only in such a case. But when we have the principle of Nepach Yisrael Lios Heter, by Yavish, like by Tarobas, Yavish, Yavish, sorry, by Sharis, it's the same thing, but Chomets and Pesach. That is the position of the Rosh. Okay, it's quite an interesting position, but that's what he says. Okay, I hope everyone sees that. Now, look at him, needless to say, many of the Mishonim, most of the Mishonim disagree with the Rosh on this idea. The Rosh Bo writes in the Bayas here, in the Bayas HaKotzer, Bayas Dal, Charles, so 6. Rosh Bo writes, Yei Royali, She'ein Dvorim Elam Mum Elabisur Nusin Tam. The came the Sunnah and Israel Machas Atsu, Ashama Khal Echar Eno Toim, Atta Tom Suskam, Hakabo. Abba Bechola Yusurim Shech Mirabam Lesser also Lamalab in his Tom, meaning Lamalab in Sishim, Ain Hefresh Ben Yavush Labolo. Okay? So first he has that Svara, that again, there's no difference between the Tarobas of Yavush, Yavush, and Tarobas of Bolo. Bolo means Lach Lach, it's mixed together, blended together. Okay? But what he says at the end, He says, "Afilaficha kikar chometz shenis arev bepesach in kakar somatza eno bata laolam, eno bata laolam." All right, that's where he disagrees with the Rosh. He says, "Loaves of chometz which got mixed up with chometz dekamatza, pes dekamatza, whatever, okay, gets mixed together. That's yavish b'yavish." He says that's also eno bata laolam. It's not. He doesn't say like the Rosh that it's yavish b'yavish and chad b'tzrei bata. He doesn't accept that. Okay, and that's how the Mordechai also writes. There in the second paragraph of Pesachim, Rav has Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Pesachim 7. Kikar Shul Chomish is Arvin Kikar Shul Matzah. Again, you have Chomish Tikka Matzah and Pesachim Matzah got mixed together. Eino Bata La Olam. Okay, Eino Bata La Olam. So again, he doesn't, they also don't hold from this Rosh, by Jerobus or Yavish B'Yavish, by Yisra Mashu, Chad B'Tzrei Bata. Yisra Mashu is Yisra Mashu, and look at the end, the top of the next page, the Rosh, the Mordechai writes, because I will be soon. Yisurin ain hefresh ben yavish lebalos or lo machmas tam and vadas um ala chomer shuichmiru. So the same thing as the chomer over here. So that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Well, first day anyway. In our chaim, some tough mem zayin lechus pesach. It is a side point, but it is erev pesach, so it fits in. Okay. So in tough mem zayin test 8 yavish be yavish. Even in a case of Yavish Yavish, that's like the Rosh Boy, like the Mordechai and so on. But he does say, he does quote the Rosh, is like a Shari Surin, and it will be Batal Chad Betray. That was the Shita of the Rosh. Okay, the Magen Avraham in Sukkot Mem, and the Mishnah Berurah also talks about it. I printed it here. It's not really our topic here in Yeridei. It's a Hilchos Pesach topic. Okay. The Magen Avraham in Sukkot Mem quotes the Mordechai. Because the Mordechai, Tam, the Shmulach, Yisur Mashu, what in B'yavish? Okay, it's the same thing. The Yisur Mashu, B'yavish. And therefore, Kikar Chomish, Yisar, Matzah, Lobata, Lechul Alma, the Minyan, and so on. Okay, then it talks about what about a Chomish, like a Kalim, that makes up with a Kalim. Okay, another issue. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, okay, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eish Omrim, that's the second, that's the Rosh, and so caught in Sadi Dalad there in Siman Tov Mem Zayin of Aruch Chaim 10, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh Omrim Chomet Metzach, Time Om Da Davka, V'Dabar Lachem Yisar, V'Shar Yisun, Shum Rosh Natam, Echmir Chomet Chomet, Zebi Masho, V'Dabar Yobish, V'Shar Yisun, Chad V'Tabot, V'Odin Chomet Metzach, that's the Rosh, okay, and therefore Shobel Yisar Yisun. Okay, however, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'Skimo Achonum Dalocha Kedei HaKamayisah. Poskim agree that the halacha is like the first way in the Shulchan Aruch, namely that even by Yavish B'Yavish, Chometz Pesach, Afil Be'alto Abato, not like the Rosh and so on, he said, the Dekamaisa. Okay, the first opinion. Okay, he meant something else about being Tola. Okay, so that's kind of like a bit of a side issue, but I think it's relevant to this discussion, and it is it is our place, so we'll talk a little bit about Chometz. Okay. Now, the question is, I'd like to look at now, and Aleph Bey is Yavish B'Yavish B'Min B'She'eino Mino. Okay, what's the story about the Torah of Yavish Yavish B'Min B'She'eino Mino? So, what do you mean B'She'eino Mino? So, there, what do you need there? Okay, so there says the, we'll look in the Sefer Truma first. Okay, look in the Sefer Truma first. Again, it's Yavish Yavish B'Min B'She'eino Mino. So, now, one second. So, first issue to discuss is what's the metzias? What do you mean, yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eino mino? You can see it, no? Min b'she'eino mino. You can tell that it looks different. Right? You should be able to identify the davar says min b'she'eino mino. Right? It's not a mixture that all got blended together in a soup. How do you have a metzias? So, let's take a look at 11. The Sefer Chuan Hilchos is about to see nun. 11, right? First, Hilchachim Nisarab Isu Behetim min b'mino. Then Balta Barob, the Yavish Afilu Drabanan. Again, he weighs in on that side of that issue we discussed yesterday. Balta Barob, even Drabanan, or Shishim. Okay, and he really gives the same reason we discussed yesterday. Behind the timer, Mishum Shatam, Shalisa, any Yachal, Yos Nikar, Afilu Kishibashim Yachar. Hilchab, the Yavish, Ain Isra Nivla Meheter, Balta Barob, Afilu Drabanan. Okay, fine. But towards the end, Sefer Truma writes, one second, but what's the Metzias exactly? All right, he said, by Mimbish Ain Omino. All right, we need by Mimish Eino Mino in Lach Malach we require Shishim. Okay, what about by Dabar Yavish? So, what do you mean? How do you have Mimish Eino Mino by Dabar Yavish? So, he says, first of all, he says, the Sefer Truma does, okay, you'll need Shishim. So, that's also a Chiddush. He'll come back to that point in a second. But again, we're talking here about a tarobus of yavish b'yavish min b'she'eino mino. What's the din? So the Sefer Tumah writes needs shishim. Again, min b'mino, min b'she'eino, min b'mino, he said, is both of a row. What about min b'she'eino mino? So he says you need shishim. All right, so we'll, okay, again, everyone with me? We discussed in the past, so the tarobus of min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, that's what he said. We said is both of a row. Some say shishim, we said, we assume halacha both of a row. Okay, but what about min b'she'eino mino? So he says at the end, how do you have min b'she'eino mino? So first he says, the last two lines of 11, okay? Min b'she'eino mino talks shishim, okay, fine. But then he writes, the reason shal yisur nika b'hetav v'makir yasir yisur, b'tzorach shal shishim levatal ha'mocha, whatever blended in, v'me'eino makiro, he can't recognize what of the mitzvahs, k'gon shenisrach b'chatichos ketanos. It's min b'she'eino mino, but they were cut up into tiny pieces. No, I'm just trying to explain for what is the mitzias exactly of min b'she'eino mino on the tarovus of yavish b'yavish when the stuff's not blended together. You can see if this is steak and this is chicken, you can tell the difference, right? So the Sefer Tumah says the mitzias of yavish b'yavish by min b'she'eino mino is when it's cut up into tiny pieces. See that? It's cut up. That's what he says. Shenisrach b'chatichos ketanos. All right, it had two different meanings, but right now they've been chopped so fine, chopped in such small pieces, you can't really see them, you can't really tell them apart. So that's an example of tarobas yavish b'yavish min b'she'eino mino, but you can't identify this. So that's the metzias. You can't see this is steak and that's veal or whatever. They've been cut up in such small pieces, they just look like pieces, all look like piece of meat in one big, conglomerate, so to speak. It's not lach b'lach, not mixed together, but it's chatichas ktanos. So writes the same Petrum. Okay. As a side, I printed the Dark Emotion. The Sefer Tumah just said min b'mino is b'shishim, min b'she'eino mino, min b'mino requires shishim. Mistalmid Rabbanan, the Dark Emotion in our Siman Kuf Tes and Os Aleph writes 12 about Kotz Shari Dura b'shem Marai that's a Shum Tadeshin. Daf midoraisa en betelim. Okay, berov meaning you need shishim doraisa. He only said you need shishim drabbanan the Sefer Tumah. There are more quotes of shita shari dura. You need even in min b'she'eino mino. You need deraisa. You need shishim. Okay, we'll come back to it. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ramah here in some kuftes sivalef. Ramah writes b'chol zeh kishin sa'ar b'mino. Everything we talked about yesterday. That's when it's min b'mino. Avo shaloma min b'mino. Be'eno makiro. You can't tell. How do you can't tell? So we already saw it chopped up very small. Then afilu b'yavish, sarach shishim. Then you need shishim. Okay, and it doesn't say whether you need shishim deraisa derabanan, but it's not clear. All right, then he quotes the Balat Shulman. The Shulman said the deraisa and the dark emotion. He said in the Shaidur, maybe it's even deraisa. I'm sorry, the Balat Shulman said it seems to say it's derabanan. And then the dark emotion, he quotes the Shaidur, says even deraisa you need shishim. The bottom line is, a tarobis of yavish b'yavish min b'she'eino mino, or Paskin Shulchan Aruch requires shishim, okay? And then he adds something else, which we'll come back to. Okay, we'll skip for a moment, the second half of 13, we'll come back. Let's look first at what some of the Paskin say on this first point in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? The Shach in Sukkot and Ches in 14, again, is bothered, how do you have a tarobus min b'sheno mino of yavish yavish? You can tell them apart. So first he writes, kigon shenifrach lechatichos dakos. Like we said before in the same ritual, it was chopped up into very small pieces, so not identifiable anymore. Okay, you can't say, nikar ben zelazem. That's a Torah and so on and so forth. Okay, or he gives another teretz. Okay, he gives another teretz. He says that, or he says, Yinami, the nearly the mishkachas onami kon sheish kan beis ogimo minim benoda shechemim osav eno de ezemen kigon sheshochad kama minim v'yadua shechemim mishkan shalok kogim eno de eze pein kol koyotzu bezeh. See, that's a shock. Gives another answer. Side, and then maybe it wasn't chopped in a small piece, but let's say it's a blend of several different types of meat. There's veal and there's lamb chops and there's chicken, all kinds of different meat in the thing. Now, I know that one of them, that's a tarot, it's yavish b'yavish, it's min b'she'eino mino, but I don't know which of the different types of meat was the non-geshochten one, which was the one that wasn't shechted properly. And the day is, I don't know which one of them was not kosher. So that's also an example of tarot, yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eino mino. Okay, you don't know which, it's several different types of meat were shechted together. One of them was treifa, and I'm not sure which one. Okay, which one was the chatik or the treifa? So therefore, so that's the That's a shock suggestion. The dog and rabba is a tiny on it, based on something we'll learn later about kavua, but not for now. Anyway, that's the so that's the shock's another example, another mitzias of min b'sheino mino yavish b'yavish. But he does not like. He quotes the Shari Dura and others. He quotes the Shmos Hadesh and the Shari Dura. Gives a different answer. He says the mishkachas lekishus arbo beis minim shechalukin b'shmon. Two different items. They may have the same taste, but they have different names. Okay, they're different names. They might. They're similar in their appearance. They have different names. The Shach does not like that. Okay, he thinks in fact that it's a mistake. It's a tov sofer. What difference does it make? It goes back to something we also discussed at the very beginning of Hilchos Taruos about Bosu Shmol and Bosu Taima. But the Shach wants to insist over here as well. What do I care if they have different names? That's not called min b'sheino mino. Okay, they've got to be having different flavors. So he rejects that, but that's what some suggest. Okay, now in terms of the din, so however, whatever the mitzias are, so again, we're talking about the din, yavish, b'yavish, min, b'sheinu, mino. So the Rashba in his Chidushim, Chul, and Tzadi Zayim, and Beis, the Masa Omele, 15, Hachamai, Skin, and Beis, the Frochus, Omiyu, he writes, b'min, b'sheinu, mino, our case, af, b'yavish, osir, ad, dika, shishim. See, Paschal, Zalacha, you need shishim. Okay, what's what the Sefer Chumah said as well? You need shishim. Mistama, he's talking about the Rabbanan. I can't swear it, but you know, he says, but he refers to that Gemara, which we saw a few times. Maybe that Gemara, Omer Rabbanan Baruba, Omer Rabbanan Mashishim, Min Baruba. Maybe they had that Gemara that said different Tarubas have different Shirum Abitl. Okay, and they're talking about the Omer Rabbanan was the expression. So it says, Min B'Sheinu Mino B'Shishim. Okay, the time went out now, 1 second. But didn't we say that Min B'Sheinu Mino by Lach Balach was only a Gzera Otu. I'm sorry, what did we say? Min B'mino. We said Min B'mino is a Gzera Otu, Min B'sheino Mino. All right. So what's the concern over here? Why is it Min B'sheino Mino B'shishim? Why by Yavish B'yavish? The time of the mills between Baal and Vash Liachon are a time of Shu'isa Nikarbo. Lefichach Abiyavish in a Batal Baruba. Rashba gives us sorry. He says it's not Batal Baruba. Why? Because you may cook them together, in which case now it becomes a different, and now the flavor is going to be shul, you know, the liquid and so on. Now it's not yavish anymore. You take these items and cook them together, so then the flavor, the osir flavor is going to have an impact. So therefore, even when they're not cooked together, the yavish, we're not going to rely on bitul bro, we're going to have shishim. So it's all right, so Rashba. Okay, and that's how the Ran also says, okay, it's bitul b'shishim drabanim, because of chashash, you may cook them together, then it'll be a tarobas lach balach, and Lach Balach Midaraisa requires shishim. So there's a gzera, so there's a different type of gzera otu. Okay, again, Lach Balach, Min B'Sheinu Mino requires shishim doraisa. So here, the Yavish Min B'Sheinu Mino will say it also requires shishim otu, Min B'Sheinu Mino, Lach Balach, because you may cook them together. You follow? Again, I'll repeat. Okay, by Tarovas of Lach Balach, so that requires Bitul B'Shishim doraisa. Okay, Tarovas of Min B'Sheinu Mino, Lach Balach. So therefore, we'll say, Min b'sheinu mino yavish b'yavish. We're also going to acquire shishim drabanan. Ato min b'sheinu mino lach balach. That's how the Rashba explains. Okay, hopefully that's clear. So it's similar to the other gzera ato that we have, but this is gzera ato min b'sheinu mino lach balach. So min b'sheinu mino yavish b'yavish will also require shishim on a drabanan level. That's how Rashba writes. That's how the Ran also writes on the Rif and Chulin Daf Lam and Vav Adal Vav Rif. The Maso Garcina the Gimel Ganak Dat Garcina the Gemara. Right, miu ki amrina the yavish b'yavish bot ki amrina the yavish bot tochad betray for the drabanan, that which we said we discussed yesterday, the tarobas of yavish b'yavish is bottle berob. You don't need shishim drabanan. Hani mili b'min b'mino. That's only by min b'mino. Discussed yesterday. They came and did the oraisa. I feel lach lach berob bottle or achmer drabanan yavish b'yavish. Right, efshar lemeis l'deisu the oraisa. Very important point. The Shmos said you never come to the oraisa. Discussed yesterday. Tarobas of min b'mino. Okay. So tarovas of min b'mino, even if it's lach balach, it's batal berov. Okay, even lach balach is batal berov. So therefore, if it's yavish b'yavish, we're also allow bitul berov because it never come to an issue of the raisa. Aba b'min b'she'eno mino, the lach balach afilu the raisa is in a bosa time in shishim. But afilu b'yavish also nami bin shishim. Ki hecha d'chim b'ashu l'kadot v'lo leisa l'tama da b'yisur the raisa. So again, that's I think a clearer explanation, but that's what Rashba means also. So according to the Rashba, according to the Rana, we saw earlier, back in number 11, Sefer Chumah also seems to say that a tarovas of yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eno mino, okay, is batal b'shishim de rabbanan, because the concern you may come to cook. That's the view of the, what do we call it, of these Rishon Rosh, born the Ran. Over the years, we saw already that some say it's Potel even Doraisa. There would be an Ishishim Doraisa in such a case. All right, that was the Darkei Moshe, quoted from the Shari Dura. Keep that in the back of our heads. Back in source 12, the Ramah, quoted the Shari Dura, the Apri Doraisa and the Talim. The Ishishim even Doraisa. Okay, so that's the other extreme. And the other side of the extreme is the tour. All right, here in Kuftes, in 17, Tur writes, L'chor nir she'en chilek ben nitzar b'mina v'shalom b'mina. Okay, he explains, shalom b'mina k'gon she'nifra l'chatichos dakos she'nikar ben zel l'zeh. That's again how we describe the metzias of Tarobas, of Tarobas, of Yavish B'yavish, ben m'she'en amina. How you have in Tarobas? You can always see. The answer is because it's cut up in small pieces. Or maybe like the shachs, there's more than one item in there, whatever, several items, you're not sure which was straight, whichever. But then he writes, then it's about the robe of a bala trumos, means the bala truma, cause the dafka shinar mina, munishinam, and filib yavish, yavish, tokshishim, came in the rash, and he by tam. Okay, the tour seems to say that it's about the robe. Okay, he says, lachor and hirsh ain't chilik, but it's arba mina, mishalom mina. Either way, it's about the robe. Then he quotes this bala trumos, and probably means the same for truma. We saw before, it says 11, you need shishim. But there is perhaps a shita, okay, I can't prove it, but the simple reading of the Torah's language here in 17 is that it is both a barov, just like he says, no difference by Mimishan Amino. Look at his words, it's the beginning of 17 that I quoted. Wilchora nira she'ein chilek ben yisar b'mina m'shalov mina, ben shalov mina. Either way, sounds like it's both a barov. So we kind of have three shitas. We have the Ran, the Rashba, the Sefer Truma, that hold that a tarovus of Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino is Batal B'Shishim Midrabanim. Midrabanim will be required Shishim because you may come to cook it together and so on. You have the Darkei Moshe quoted the Taridur and others who say that no, we require Shishim Doraisa. And then you have the Tur, at least according to the simple reading when he writes, is that even Doraisa, even Darabanim, it's Batal B'Rov, you don't need Shishim. It's a different Shitas. Okay? So that's the that's that Machlokas. All right? The Shach. Elaborates the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch. Again, let's look back at what the Shulchan Aruch says now. Let's look back at 13. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in the Sukkot Test of Aleph. Ramor writes, Chozesh is Armino, Shulchan Aruch, Enamakiro, Afili Yovish, Yovish, Tarach Shishim. Now, he requires Shishim. He doesn't say what is the rights of the Rabbanim, to be honest. Okay, he doesn't really weigh in on that because I pointed out before, but he quotes in the parentheses and everything. They say tour in the name of the Bala Truma, so probably means on the Drabana level. Okay, so that's what I point out from there. The Shach, the long Shach in Scott and Tess, I don't read the whole thing inside, but the Shach, says the we'll see in a moment. Well, let's see in a moment. Well, let's look for a second. Good. Okay, because Sukkot and Yud, he points out that Tosu seems to agree with the Shari Dura. Okay, the Shach and Sukkot and Yud, the second part of 18. He says, he quotes the Tosus in Psochem. Okay, Memdal and Aleph, Hanukul and Tzadites. He says, Mashma Hasm Tuba should talk Shishim Doraisa. I want to point out that that's a view, another view, that even Doraisa, you need Doraisa, you need Shishim. Anyway, the Sukkot and Tess deals with a different issue. Okay, first he says the concern is Kevin the Rashmita and Tom, that's the Torah B'Shem Sefer Truma, and so on. All right, so he discussed that issue a little bit. But then he brings up the following question. What if the Isser to begin with is all Isser, only an Isser Drabana? Now let's look back at 13, the end of the statement of the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Okay, let's look what he says. There are more rights, second line of 13. There's no difference in his din whether the original Issa that we're talking about is a Drabanan or Issa Daraisa. Okay? Then again, so we look later on in Kufa Beis about Kalim, not a topic now. But you see what the Shach writes? What the Ramo writes? He says, Ein chilek b'chol zeh bein am Issa Drabanan o midoraisa. That's what Ramo says, no distinction. So the Shach, the main part of that Shach, the contest, is saying when you're dealing with the Tarobas of Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Shein Omino, when the original Issa is only Issa Drabanan. So there he says that based on the Ran, we quoted before, the Ran in 16, Ran doesn't punch this out, but the Shach learns from there, that there you'll say Bitul Barov. If it's min b'she'in omino, despite what the Ramah said, no different. The Ramah says, no need shishim, it's no need shishim. Okay, the Ramah doesn't make a chilek. Okay, they require shishim, Ramah makes no chilek between whether the original is the Rabbanan, the original is the Raisa, is still no need shishim. But the Shah wants to argue that maybe you would only need robe. You would not need shishim. You only need robe and not shishim. Why? Because remember the whole svara that the Ran printed out, the Ran articulated. The whole concern is, can you ever come to an Isser de Oraisa here? Okay? When it's bottle but wrote, when you know, it was according to the Shach based on the Ran, this Tarobas could never bring you to when you have a Tarobas, min b'she'en omino, yavish b'yavish, and you're dealing with Isser de Oraisa. So what's the concern? Like we said before, you'll cook it together, won't be yavish b'yavish, and will be lach b'lach. And then you're going to need, and then flavor is going to make a difference on the raisa levels. You're going to need shishim. So Amela will say you need shishim to Rabbanan as well, because it could lead, right? Well, again, right? That was the svara we saw before in the Ran in 16, the Ran in Chulin. Okay, that when we have a tarobas of min b'she'en omino, that's yovish b'yovish, and the isser is an isser d'oraisa. So now if you'll end up cooking them together, so then it's going to really be an issue of shishim, the requirement of shishim deraisa, because of a transience of flavor. So you better make sure that it's beyond shishim. There's no transience of flavor. So then with the mela will say, even when it's yavish b'yavish, before you cook it together, we'll also require shishim. Okay. But that's because ultimately you can get to a deraisa. But here, this tarobas will never bring you to a deraisa. Okay, this tarobas here, when the issue is drabonim to begin with, it's never going to bring you to Doraisa, by definition. We're only dealing with us drabonim. It's only us drabonim to begin with, so then you're under the concern, oh, maybe we'll cook it together and it'll require shishim Doraisa, so Mela now will also, Otto, will require shishim drabonim now. What do you mean? There's no possibility here of getting to Doraisa to start with. Right? You're not gonna, it's only us drabonim that we're dealing with. But the whole tarobas, the whole us food that's also whatever it is, chicken, well, whatever it is, some other type of issue drabonim, whatever the issue drabonim will be. Okay, but if it's only issue drabonim to start with, so then you're never going to come to the raisa. So then bit of a roll suffices. That's the Shach's idea. So again, yavish b'yavish, min b'she'en omino requires shishim because you know it'll lead. Some disagree. Okay, but the concern is that there's a gzera, you'll come to the raisa. When there's no gzera shayach, okay, if it's issue drabonim to begin with, it'll never come to the raisa. So then that's what the Shach says based on that Ramah. That there should be but bittul barov should suffice. Rove should suffice. You shouldn't need shishim in such a case. Okay, now in a case where the only where the issur is only darbonim to begin with. That's what Shach says in that piece based on Rani has rise and so on. However, again, we saw the Ramah doesn't agree. Okay, and many other Achonim agree with the Ramah. And no, you're gonna still need shishim. Okay, because sof kol sof, you cook it together. True, it won't be issur daraisa, but it'll be in the sinas tam. And so on. So again, halacha, most people assume not like the Shach, but we make a case, perhaps a case of have some ruler and so on. So that's the Shach. You're caught in test, you're caught in yud. I realize I made a mistake here. I printed the Prima Gadim in test. Okay, I really meant to print the Prima Gadim in yud. Okay, on the second part of the Shach. Okay, so leave that out for now. All right. So, in any event, that's issue. So, what's interesting is the B'r Groh, by the way, also writes in the Korten Ches, Bina Shishim. That's what Moses says. We need Shishim, and in first that Gemara says Lo Tizalzu B'Shul D'Abonan. Okay, and therefore you need Shishim, and that's how most poskim assume. Not like the Shach who say that in a Tarob is Yovish B'Yovish Bin B'Shein Amino when they say D'Abonan. You only need Rov, most assume the Berg, well, most assume not like the Shah. Okay. Rekiva Eger raises an interesting point. Okay. Rekiva Eger here in 21, he says that he brings up what was an interesting case. Okay. What if you have a case where you have three chatichos, min b'sheino mino, yavish b'yavish, but the size is much different. You talked about it earlier, right? So here you have a case. This Arev Kazayas. I have one Kazayas. It got mixed up with two other pieces. Each one has 30. So you have a total of 61 Kazayas in this mixture. One Kazayas, okay? We have one Kazayas, one piece of Kazayas, okay? And the other two are 30 Kazayas in each. And we don't know which one is Usher. We don't know which one is Usher. So he writes, Now, if the one kazayas, one is the iser piece, you're in business, you have shishim against it. Okay? But he says, Yesh Lomar, even so, Kevan, the Nami Echad Migdolos, who are iser. But even if the iser was not the one kazayas piece, which was obliterated by the shishim, the 30 and the 30, so a bit of a shishim, even if the kazayas, the iser piece was one of the 30 kazayas pieces, okay? The Nami Echad Migdolos, who are iser, become welcome, have a rove. You still have 31 to 30. Okay, you still have 31 to 30 in that case. So that's what and the Shach elsewhere seems to subscribe to that. Okay, because he's Makel in the case we have three Chatichas. Okay, which they get it's a Shach later on, but it's the Kiveger is referring to. All right, he's saying, yeah, it's quote Supreme Godim, it's a quote in Yudalit. Again, I didn't print the right Supreme Godim, but basically, he's saying that that's what the Shach and others seem to agree. Okay. That you can make in a case where three chatichas get mixed up. Again, it's min m'sheno mino, yavish v'yavish. Okay, one of the chatichas are kazayas, the other two are 30 chatichas each. We don't know which is usher. So he says in such a case, that we're only dealing with a din drabbanon anyway, shek drabbanon lakula. So let's, by drabbanon, we can say, rove is sufficient. That's what we just said. Okay, yeah, that's what the Ramon just said. But the Shach didn't seem to agree with that. The Shach seemed to say, I'm sorry. That'll be the Shach l'shitaso. Just a moment. So either way, you know, the worst case, you'll have 31 to 30. All right. And the chumrah about cooking it together. Why are we worried about the chumrah cooking together? It's only because it's suffering to abonon. Because you don't know, right? Because maybe the usher piece is the one kazayas piece. I would assume it's a steward just a second. The Shach is Mikkel in this case. What does the Shach say to us again? Shach says, we'll never come to the Lysim. By Drabonon, it's enough. The Shach said again before that by Drabonon, it's enough. It's according to the Ron, it's Batal Rov. Yes, it'll be the same thing over here. So that a kash again? As a shach as a shita, so it works out, no? I think so. It's Arab Kazai. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's just an application of that chiluk. And just to finish off this point, the Pesachei Tshuva. In the here it's caught in Dalid, sorry, it's caught in Gimel, quotes a tshuva Yeager where he raised a kasha on this. He said, oh yeah, here's the kasha, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, the Pesachei Tshuva in caught in Gimel raised quotes a tshuva Yeager. But this Arab Mimishinam and Yavish and Nebat Ksoso. Below Yadino Hayoshishim. Are we gonna be kula or we make over there like by Nishpach? We don't know. So he says, because the Ishla Ayan Bidob Mishum the Khara Kosh within Nishpach. He said, you could say it the same thing. Okay, it should be the same thing. We don't know, so we don't know. So we're dealing with something to Abana Lakula, certainly according to the Shach. And the Kveger said also that when you have it only thing to Abana, we'll say something to Abana Lakula. So that's the case over here also. Min Mishenu Mino, Biyavish. Biyavish, Biyavish. And part of it was lost now, so it'd be similar to Din of Nishpach. But, but then the Shach said, not so clear. I mean, the Pesachei Tshuva, it's not so clear. According to Kveger. Because of the Yesh L'ayim B'dover. Shum B'l'chor Kosh B'din Ishbach Ha'mechazek Yisura. Okay? We're here. We knew that it was Aser. And I was just not much spilled out. Here we never had an actual Yisra to begin with. But maybe there's a difference between changing Chazokah. Okay. We can take a look at that Pesachei Tshuva. Lastly, the B'yagwa quotes L'agol Sashri. The Shavuos on that same rush in Avodah Zarah, Parakei Simin Chav Tes, he says Yavish B'Yavish Kol Shizar B'Chatich Zush Shein Ois Kabel Bolat Nerachem Odom Shein Beri B'Chatichon Shatay Afil Chad B'Tzvei Batal Umuta B'Afil Odabanan The Daf Kamin B'Mino Shein Makir Chatichos Iser Shein Makir Zukeno Odom Yavish Lo Osan Odabanan He held the other way, held it only the Sud by Yisod Odabanan, even by Afilu d'abonan, we have enough to have a rove. All right, let's go. Let's just finish up the simon. And that is Sif Beis here. Okay, let's go with the line of Gimel. And that's when you have Bishul, in other words, the Bittul commentary. Okay, let's take a look here in Sif Beis. Yeah, okay. So now we come to Sif Beis. By the way, just by way of a quick summary before we read Sif Beis and finish up. Okay, so it comes out by Yovish B'Yovish. If it's min b'mino, the d'oraisa is b'adu b'rov. Rabbana, that's a machlokas. We had yesterday, Rashba, Tosis, and so on, by min b'mino. I'm just going to a quick summary. Okay, again, by min b'tarovis, min b'mino, yovish b'yovish. Okay, so the d'oraisa is b'adu b'rov, no question about that. With Rabbana, so according to Tosis and the Rashba and the Ritva, and we showed we saw yesterday, the Rabbana is also b'adu b'rov. But we saw that the Rambam and the Ravid, and it looks like they quote Rashi also that way, though I couldn't find the Rashi, says in Shishim. That's by min b'mino, yavish b'yavish. Min b'she eno mino, yavish b'yavish. So that's batul rov d'oraisa also. Okay, midrabanan, so now it depends. If it's an issa d'oraisa, then it's Shishim. This is rabanan, that was a machokas, whether it's Shishim or batul rov d'oraisa we saw today. Okay, that's by yavish b'yavish. But by lach b'lach, okay, or anything that's not Yovish B'Yovish, I would broadly define lach b'lach. So min b'mino, we had the shita of Rav and of Yehuda. Remember, Rashi seems all that way. It's never batel. We pass them to chachamim that it's batel b'rov. Okay, batel b'rov. Okay, that's how many assume that it's batel b'rov. Midoraisa, midrabanan, it requires shishim gzera atu min b'shein amino. Again, that's min b'mino. Yavish min b'mino yalach b'lach midoraisa is batel b'rov midrabanan it's batel drabanan it's batel shishim. Okay, gzera atu min b'mino. Okay, I'm sorry, gzera atu min b'shein amino. Good, min b'shein amino lach b'lach min b'shein amino. So again, that's a sugya of Tom Kiker, but it's batel kais v'chas pras. That's a different discussion. Again, we assume midrabanan requires shishim. Okay, that's a summary of the shitas, everything lines up in terms of min b'mino, min b'shein amino, yovish b'yovish, lach b'lach. Okay, I think we got it straight. Good, finally, Sif Beis. So here we have the following situation. You have a tarobis, yovish b'yovish, min b'mino. Okay, so it's batel b'rov. Okay, yovish b'yovish, min b'mino, the rice is batel b'rov. Okay, and but then you cooked it. You cooked it by mistake. We all spoke before about exactly you might come to cook it. What if the guy did cook it? So now what happens? The guy did cook it. So the Rashba and the Ba'ez HaKotzer, Ba'ez Dal Shar Aleph, right? 25. Chatichas Nevela, She'en Rulis Kabin, etc., etc. Again, we said that whole discussion, which we had the other day. Ficha, ain't look at the fifth line. Ain't Ochen Kechad, Vashen Kechad. You know, let him eat them all together. We discussed, you know, let him cook them all together. Good. Over Ubishlan Kechad. If you went ahead and you already cooked it, okay, then call echad vechad mutter mifne atzmo. Okay, he said that each one should become mutter. Okay, call echad vechad mutter mifne atzmo. Kemo shamarnu. All right, but at the end he writes varotev benosin tam, and the grade will be impacted by nosin tam. All right, so according to the Rashba, because of the rotev, you're going to need nesinus tam. So in bottom line, you need shishim. Bottom line, you need shishim. All right, that's what the Rashba says. Again, in case of tarobis yovish b'yovish min b'mino, we cooked it together by mistake, you're going to need shishim. Ran also says like that. Ran, that same Ran before, chulin lam rovan av the maso garcinan, right? B'chisharin b'mino nami, I'm sorry, b'chisharin nami min b'mino, hanami lechel ke'echad v'natzwa, av levashlam kulam ke'echad, kol hechad leke shishim osir, the came in the gozer of anon osan tam, b'mino yivavashil kadodi yavit time of osir. But he doesn't disagree. Okay, the Ran also says in each shishim. However, he does quote an interesting suggestion from the Ra'o. Always had creative suggestions. Avokos miu kosav a rabbi in Aaron Levi. The chol shen is batel chad betray. Okay, kevan shalechol kol echad mechon is a mutter im bol levashon. If you want to cook him, mar be alein kedei shir shishim levashon lechatchila. Okay, listen to the alumnus. The clever suggestion of the Ra'o. He says, if it's, since when it's Yovish B'Yovish, you didn't cook them together, okay? So you didn't cook them together. It's Min B'Mino, Yovish B'Yovish. So in this case, says the Ra'o, Kosher is Batal Chad B'Trein, you have Batal B'Tal B'Rov, all right? And you didn't cook them together yet. And we're talking about Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino, like most of the Rishonim hold, not like the Ram and the Ravid, but even with Rabbanan, it's all Batal B'Rov. It's all Batal, let's leave out the Ram and the Ram, Ram and the Ravid, maybe Rashi. Okay, they hold you need Rov, they hold you need Shishim Ravid, but most Rishonim, including the Rashbo, including the Ram and the Ritual, many Rishonim we saw yesterday hold that it's Batal B'Rov. So it says they're all, well, since it's Batal B'Rov, right now, if you want to cook it together, when it's not going to be Yovish B'Yovish anymore, so pile in more of Mutar stuff, Kedei Shir Shishim. Then Mevash Nechatchila. All right, what about Ein Mevash Nechatchila? No. Mishum Mevatel Nechatchila Lekha. Came and Shekol Echad Rechad Echad Mitzahat Shum Mutar. Ein Kaiser. No. What Mevatel Issa Lechatchila? No Issa. Right now it's Mutar. Right? The piece is Yovish Yovish is Mutar. Yovish Yovish Min Bimino. Okay, Midrash is Batal B'Rov. So the piece is Mutar. So now if I throw it into a pot with lots of other stuff, that's not Ein Mevatel Nechatchila. You hear the Rav's Lomdus. He says, just add on more stuff. If you're Marbis Shishim, you know, 60-1 ratio of the head against the Isser, okay, before you cooked it, now you can go ahead and cook it and eat it. No, there's no Inbatla Sikhatil because it wasn't Usser. There's no Inbatla Isser. There was no Usser. It was Mutter. It was Mutter Barov. We're just concerned you may come to cook it good, so cook it in such a way that it never becomes Usser. That's the story of the Ra'o. Okay? But the Rosh, again, was Shitaso. The Rosh and Perak Zayin, Simon Laman Zayin, other Rishonim. Okay, writes 27 with Rabban and Hechmir b'min b'mino, Hechosh and Zbashu Yachad, Kodim Shino the Tarozo, El Nikwa Dain Lo Shem, Heta Latzvichu Shishim. Okay, okay. I forgot the Lord of Time, Gzera Otto Minu Shena Minu, fine. Avo Min Umino b'dobar Yavish, V'no the Tarozo, Nasa Heta Gomor. Afilu with Rabban and Lo Itzvichu Shishim, Kevin the Afin Nizbashu Lo, Lord of Time. That's like the Rosh before, the Rosh Shitoso. Since it's Min B'Mino, okay, and it's Batal Chad B'Trei, then even if I do cook it later together, it's also okay. So you have basically three Shitas. The Rosh Bo says that once you cook it together, you're getting Shishim because of the Rotem. Okay, then you have the Ra'o, says you can beat that by piling in more Heter stuff. So you have Mitzvah Shishim, and it's not a violation of Batal Chad because it was no Issa here. But the Rosh, over here in Parag Zayin, Simon Lama Zayin, 27, is saying no. The Rosh is saying everything's mutter anyway. Okay? Because the Taruvish was completely, since it was Yavish B'Yavish, so then everything became mutter. See, the Ra'os says everything became mutter, so it's enough. If you want to cook it together, you still have to add on more stuff, because once you cook it together, it's not Yavish B'Yavish anymore. It's lach b'lach. So you can beat that by piling in more heter stuff, and it's not a problem because there's no bittel, there's no isser, But the Rosh takes it further. He says, no, there's no isser at all. Because no isser at all, so you don't have to come up with that lomdus of the Ra'o. You know, everything's mutter, because it became epach yisrael's heter. So therefore the Rosh says, everything's mutter, all right? Because it was completely mevutal when the Torah was Yavish B'Yavish. That's how the Rosh writes. How many paskin Shulchan Aruch and some Bays writes 28. Just a moment. Yeah, he writes Yavish B'Yavish. One moment, please. Yeah. Yavish B'Yavish. Shenis Batel Chad B'Trei. Im Bishlam Kulan Kachar Afil Lecha Kolecha Minatzma Aser Main Shom Shishim Nehar Sharote Benos In Tam Benimu Bachatichas. Okay, that's like the Rosh Bo, and the Ran. You know, need Shishim. Im Rotz Elavash and Yachar Main Shom Shishim. But he also accepts this lomdus of the Ra'o. Im Rotz Elavash. If you want to cook it, Main Yachar Shishim Mutal LaHarbas Lem Kedesh Shir Shishim Elavash Main Ma Mishum Vatan Nisur. Okay, so he accepts that he requires Shishim, and he says you can arrange for the Shishim like the Ra'o, the round corner of the Ra'o. Okay. For more rights, the Yesh Omim, the Noda HaTarubas Kodav Shemiz Bashu B'Yachad, we talked about the beginning of the year also, why Noda HaTarubas is significant. The Noda HaTarubas Kodav Shemiz Bashu B'Yachad, then I call, sorry, that's the Rosh. The Ein Chozum Netzom Ma'achad Shemiz Bashu B'Yobish. Okay, no, once you knew about the Tarubas already, and then you cooked this in, and when the Bittul was ready, Chal, that's the Rosh. Okay, Mokum Hefzid, Yesh Shizmach Adem Mekil HaTar. He said, Mokum Hefzid, you can be... you're going to be makel. So basically, the rush Yeah, the Rosh, I'm sorry, the Ramah. The Ramah brings the Rosh le Hakel. Okay, at least Makom Hefsid. The Rosh of Nepach Yishol has had to. If you knew about the Terumas before you cooked it, and not you cooked it and realized later. But you knew about the Terumas before, so then the Yomish be obvious. So it's Chad Betray Batel, Nepach Yishol has had to, and everything's Mutter. And if Makom Hefsid, you can rely on this. That's the, that's what the Ramah quotes. Okay, and the Briar Gro explains, Yudalov 29. Kain Kazo Rosh, that's the Rosh's opinion. Ukhashita, so the Isa, Nepach Lios Hetter, the Gro and Sukkot Yudalov said, this is the Shita of the Rosh, and Nepach Lios Hetter, and Chozo, and Nessa, they're going to come also again. So that's the Shita of the Rosh, right? Yeah. So if you, it's interesting because the, some people raise the following question. Okay, the Rosh over here, the Ramah rather over here, the Ramah over here quotes the Rosh. In other words, here we have a Tarovis of Yomish B'Yomish, he cooks them all together. So the Rosh said you can eat it, the Rosh Bo and Tov said you couldn't eat it because, you know, again, that's like eating it all at the same time, right? You need Shishim, right? You need Shishim. So Ramah, so here, well, again, let's go back a step. Earlier, all right, this machlokas we shown him, the Ramah did not quote the Rosh. Okay, the Ramah here in Sif Beis quotes the Rosh. So to cook it together is okay. And as the Gro said, that's Lashitoso, right? So how come earlier the Ramah did not mention earlier the Sin? And the Mechaber simply said you can't eat all three pieces of together, right? Back in Sif Aleph. I don't know if I have Sif Aleph in the sheets, probably yes, the sheets, but I have it here. Yeah, I don't have any, but in yesterday's sheets we had it. Okay, in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber wrote, you can't eat all three pieces together because he's passing like the Rosh Bo. Okay, and there in Sif Aleph, the Ramah does not pipe up and say, oh, but by the way, the Rosh says you can't eat all three pieces together. You hear the Kasha, the Rabbi has another discussion. But how come here in Sif Beis, the Ramah pipes up with the sheet of the Yeshom, with the sheet of the Rosh, that it's okay to cook it together because Nepach Yisrael's head, and the Rosh says that that's the Rosh Hashita. So how come earlier the Ramah didn't bring that up? That's the question. In other words, the Rosh would paskin that even if a regular case, you can eat them all together because one person can eat all three pieces together, but that's not how the Mechaber says. Okay, and the Ramah doesn't say, oh, but the Rosh is Mekel. He follows the other Shitas, like the Rosh, boy, you shouldn't have one person eat all three. It doesn't go, however we defined at the beginning of this year, that Lomdin is whether the Rosh boy fundamentally agrees. He doesn't agree, but again, Lamaisa, Ramah does not bring in the Rosh as a Kula in Sif Aleph. But here he does, and he says, "Welcome, Hefsid, you can rely on the Kula of the Ramah, so of the Rosh." So that's a question why he doesn't bring it up. So it's an interesting question that same piece in the Kodesh Sefer, the Rav discussed that a little bit also. Why didn't bring it up? So what you could say, Pashtus, is that the Ramah was willing to be maker, they're all cooked together, right? They're all cooked together in the case of Sif Beis. Once they're all cooked together, okay, so what's the solution? You have to throw them all out now, okay? If you want to be machmer, then you have to throw them all away because they were cooked together. So here, the Ramah says we can rely on the Rosh. However, back in Sif Aleph, so he's all three pieces. So don't let one guy eat all three pieces. Share with your friends. Whatever, no, you're dealing with a case. You want to eat all three pieces of meat together. So there's no reason to be maker like the Rosh. Here the chilek, and here the guy cooked it together. So if you're going to be machmer, then you got to get rid of all the meat. But if the first case in Sif Aleph, you have all three pieces. Now the question is, should one person eat all three pieces? So there, the Ramah says, no, don't do it. You can have another way out. You can give it to other people. All right, let's just finish up. That's the point. Let's just look at the last Rosh Kalim here. We'll finish up this simon. Okay, the shock of cutting your bays says that I'll say it outside that even though you can't cook, it really depends on something which we'll discuss in some Kufir Alam about the Din of Tolan, but the Shach is Mekel that even though you can't cook a meal of Ashram, the base Kadeh or Shari, okay, you can't cook them together, you can cook them, you know, you can't cook the Tarobas in one pot, but you can divide it into two, and you know, and then you can say, basically, in this case, it's cooked in two separate pots because Lamaisa, the Issa was Batal Barob, and each time I eat from one pot, I can say, well, the Issa was in the other pot. Okay, it's only when it's all together, okay, that you have a problem. Okay, now that's a question of when we say that, but that's the suggestion of the Shach, okay? And again, he also talks about the issue we discussed. The issue, no, Bittul Berov only happens once Noda Tarubas, and we have discussed that once earlier on. Okay, the Bar Hetev also quotes in Simchat Vav 31, Mule of Asher make the base Kederus is Mutar. Okay, and he also says the after base Kederus Lo Shari Elakev Mishnah Achar Shenoda Tarubas. Bittul only works Achar Shenoda Tarubas. This is a three line summary. Okay. And, you know, the Taz also, the Taz in Zikot and Gimel says, again, it's not a batlis or chatchilna case when you want to pile on the ra'oz and kula because kol echer b'natzim mutar ein kan, isn't fine. Okay, finally, we'll just end off. We've got him in Piskechuva and Dalet. Talks about other type of cooking with the melicha. Okay, well, we say the same thing by yovish v'yovish. Will that make a difference if it's in two pots? Those are some of the things that the Achronim deal with. And again, we don't need to spend too much time on that. So that's what I wanted to bring out here in Siman Kuf Tes. I think that's the end of the Siman. Okay, so there's Hashem on, that's it. And on, after Yantar, we'll begin Siman Kuf Yud. As I say, it should take us basically 2 weeks of Shiur, maybe even less, to do Kuf Yud and Kuf Yud Aleph. Obviously, we'll have a Shiur on the Kuntz of the Sveka, you know, the Sveka Kuntz of the Shach. But Bez Hashem, maybe tomorrow, if there's people around, they'll come to Bez Medjugorje, we'll by the email or by the chat. I mean, we'll see if there are people interested in the Shiur on the Yanni Pesach, because I don't want to start the new Siman now. You know, I think I sent the first couple of the Shiur on Baruch Comments, but I'm not going to start and then, you know, have 2 weeks off and then continue. So Baruch Hashem, we finished Siv Kuf Tes, which is Siman Kuf Tes. It's a little further than I planned to get. So Baruch Hashem, and we'll continue with Siman Kuf Yud afterwards. Okay, so see you on Mitzvah tomorrow.
Thank you.